Chinese Scholars, English Language is a Dialect of Mandarin. By John Hayward on September 10, 2019. A group of Chinese scholars has suggested that many contemporary Western languages, including English, were derived from Mandarin Chinese. According to their research, the French, German, and Russian languages were also strongly influenced by Chinese culture. According to a report at the Inquirer on Tuesday, the claim by Chinese scholars at the World Civilization Research Association was first presented at a summit in Beijing last July, but has not been widely discussed with international media until now. The claim came with a hearty dose of Chinese nationalism, as the group asserted everything Europeans believe about the influence of ancient Egypt, Greece, and Rome on their language and culture was invented to conceal the much more important influence of China upon the inferior Western civilizations. In fact, Egypt, Greece, and Rome were supposedly modeled on ancient China as well. Do not let fake Western-centered history hinder the great Sino-Renaissance, advised group founder Du Gangjian. Having chugged enough red pills to sweep this false Greco-Roman history from their eyes, the Chinese scholars proceeded to offer some examples of Chinese linguistic influence that seemed like quite a stretch. Jiaqi Yun, vice president and secretary general of the group, told Sina Online via Taiwan News last August 31, that some English words derived from Mandarin. He pointed out that yellow resembled yeluo, the Mandarin word for leaf falling, while heart resembled hede, the Mandarin word for core. Of course, the pronunciation will be a little different, which is caused by the variations in pronunciation over hundreds or even thousands of years in different regions, Jai told Sina Online via Vice. Think about how significant the differences are in our regional dialects, so it can be said that English is like a dialect in our country. Jai concluded that the examples he presented proved English is a Mandarin dialect. According to the Inquirer, not even Chinese citizens are buying what Jai and his group are selling. Thanks, now we can no longer laugh at the Koreans who claimed Confucius and Genghis Khan are Korean, one internet wag from China wrote. These phrases were mostly translated into European tongues, rather than European languages changing to incorporate Chinese words. If anything, serious linguistic scholars have expressed surprise that so little of the Chinese language has made its way into the voracious English dialects that eagerly gobbled up bits of German and Japanese after World War II, even after the great increase of trade with China that began in the 80s.